I am going to request that we start with our meeting.
Today,
the consideration of the final mandate on the Basic Education Amendment Bill, B36B, 2010. Before we can start, I'm going just to request that we introduce ourselves, as I'm aware that we are also expecting our special delegate from the province. On that point, I'm just going to start by myself, introducing myself. I'm Wendy Makate from the Northwest. Over to you, Honorable Member.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Michael De Villiers from the Western Cape.
Ke nna Tlhalefe Mashamaite go tswa Limpopo.
Taba la me o busisiwe mmobe o phuma e Gauteng. O ke Faranto from Eastern Cape.
Willem Forbe, representing Northern Cape in this committee.
Linda Song from KwaZulu-Natal.
And Hugh Gordon, Parliamentary Legal Advisor.
Alan Small of the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor.
Murivishana Ramafoko, Department of Basic Education.
Jocelyn Moyeti, Liaison Officer, Gauteng.
Patience Mbalo, Mpumalanga, Institute of Office.
Office. Judy Masikela, Northern Cape.
No, ma'am, no problem. Ismail Hussain from PMG.
Is
should say both of the legislators, I probably support the bill and mandate the Eastern Cape delegates to the LCOK to vote in favor for the adoption of the bill and the amendment.
Eastern Cape, Free State.
I saw two of them. I don't see.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to request one member of the committee to read the mandate from the Free State. Honorable Fiber.
Is Basic Education Law Amendment Bill from the Free State, B36B, stroke 2010. Date of deliberation was on the 9th of June. Vote of the legislature, the Free State legislature votes in favour of the bill.
Another concern that I also have is that the mandate is dated 9 June
yes.
2011, and members will know that last week on the 15th of June
yes.
we discussed the C list and the D versions of the bill, which was to be prepared for this morning's meeting. So if we are down the line going to be facing legal challenges, these are documents that are not going to stand up in court. So from a legal perspective, Chair, I've got a huge stomach ulcer this morning when I'm looking at a final mandate on a B version of the bill dated prior to the last meeting on our negotiating phase of the bill. So that's a huge concern for me legally.
I'm going to request what you suggest we do.
Chair, I would prefer that the province provides us with the written documentation in favour of which document version of the bill they support or not support, considering we are at a D version, and that the document be dated correctly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Then it must be exactly the same on the Northern Cape, because these are also on the 14th of June from our speaker, and it's also on B36B. So I would also suggest that my province then from the speaker's office also rewrite this to us with the right version, correct version, as we just did. Thank you.
Okay, Chairperson, the final mandate of that I got from Eastern Cape, the date of deliberations were the 21st of June, 2011, and it's B36D.
Thank you, Chair. That's exactly the point that I'm raising this morning. The final mandate should have been dated after the 15th of June.
Yes,
and it's not only Free State. When I only received the mandate this morning, and I just glanced through it quickly. It's not only Free State. There are other provinces in this pack where we have the same problem. And then that would also impact on our vote this morning, because it doesn't give us our required provincial vote to be able to take this bill further. And so that's the problem that we're facing this morning, Chair. And I think that procedurally it's a huge problem that needs to be corrected before the final vote is cast. Thank you.
Honourable members, seeing that we're having this problem now, can we decide what we are going to do? Are we going to attend this meeting or suspend this meeting so that we give, like, the indications that other provinces will be submitting, so that we request the committee secretary just to go, or members like the whips and all that, to communicate that we get the written, correct written mandate, the date and the session. Honourable members.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I believe that if we look at this, there's not going to be five provinces, so we need to be five provinces at least, and I don't believe we'll be five provinces that will be able to vote on this to get it through, so I believe that the Secretary should just get it back to the provinces so that the provinces give us the final mandate on the correct specific part, which should be D and not just 36B, as well as the correct date. And as soon as we get that ASAP, we must convene a meeting so that we can get it through. So I would also ask that we could adjourn this meeting, as we're not going to achieve anything. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I just want to get clarity here. For me, I've just received it now because of the delay in getting the document. So I want to get clarity. Is there no room on procedure for a legislature or a portfolio meeting and give a mandate of voting in favor consequential? Technically, you're saying the date is not 21, it's whatever, the 8th, the 9th of June. And the top cover from the legislature is 21, for instance. I'm looking at Eastern Cape. The top cover is the 21st of June.
Right, okay.
And the deliberation is the 9th. So the legislature said yesterday, or the legislature sent this on the 21st of June and signed, the speaker signed. So I want to be clear when we say we adjourn. I want to be convinced in terms of which on which basis. Firstly, it's the state that picked this thing up. One. Two, I'm looking at the Eastern Cape now. It's 21st, the legislature's mandate, and then the deliberation is the 9th. What is this? Oh, it's Tuesday. Okay. Okay. Wait. Give me a platform, please. Okay, I'm saying, is there no room for a portfolio committee in the province sitting, I'm making an example, sitting on the 9th of June and adopt both the negotiating mandate and the funding mandate? Wait, is there no room to say, in principle, like when we met first time, before the amendment, Nikal, I want you to, so that when you respond to me, is there no room to say we agree in principle, as we were hearing when they were reporting, the principle agreeing and then having those suggestions of amendment. And then it went, the department effected the changes on some of the areas. But the portfolio in question had agreed to vote in favor. And then we deliberated last week in terms of the the infection of the money. And then today, they are then saying, they are then saying they're sending us this one. Whether it got to 13 June, So I'm saying, which are other provinces, so that we don't take a blanket decision. Firstly, it's Free State. The second one is Northern Cape. Which are the others? I know how to. Which are other provinces, so that we don't get an overall that most of the provinces. Let it be said here that based on Free State or Northern Cape and whatever, then we are there. I know Gauteng is sitting at 1-2 days. We don't have the money. We did not want to short circuit. So let's just be clear, which are the provinces that have this technicality. Then we can then take it and see that we are there. Thank you.
I think I want to propose that if there is somebody in this room or maybe somewhere else in the office to phone these provinces to find out what is the situation, if they do have a final mandate on the boat, and then while we are carrying on with those who are already here on the table, and then if they don't come back with an answer, then you just postpone the first part of the meeting for a few, say for half an hour, and then carry on with the minutes, and then coming back, and then if we receive those mandates from the provinces, and then we can just go on with our work for the first part of the meeting. I think there will be problems, especially in our program. I think it is next week. Where we will handle the final mandate in the HUP.
Honorable Hasman, I think we are still in order to go through the members here, because we wanted to confirm that some of our provinces are not. Are also having a problem in terms of what is supposed to be done correctly. So Northwest is one of those problems, so that has to take it back.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Honorable Hasmet. Honorable Faiza, can we stick to this process first?
Yes.
Let's allow each province to go through its mandate,
yes,
and then check all those other issues that need to be rectified, and then after that take a decision what you do. Because we cannot just come with a blank set approach and say everything. Yeah. So let's. We have done with Eastern Cape and the Free State. How is the mandate?
Honorable Chairperson, Gauteng portfolio is meeting at 1 today. And the legislature will consider the report of the portfolio next week. So we don't have the money now.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The KwaZulu-Natal legislature met yesterday, Tuesday, 21st of June, 2011. And agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, B36D 2010. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's good, sir.
Thank you, KwaZulu-Natal.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Limpopo, the report I received yesterday and this morning, the portfolio committee is in a meeting now, deciding on the final mandate. And then I'm using the office of the liaison officer to can get the final details of the bill. Thank you. We don't have a final mandate now.
Thank you, Nipopo, you have not submitted. Mpumalanga?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, Mpumalanga said, and the deliberations were made, and there was a plenary, and we were given the go-ahead to vote in favor of the Basic Law Amendment Bill, B36D2, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Borotsa. Now, first, Honorable Chairperson, as I have indicated, Chairperson, that Northwest does support the bill, but it's not in the correct format. It still has to go back.
Honorable Huffman, I wanted us just to read the so that when we.
It reads as follows. The Portfolio Committee, which met on the 7th of June, it's signed on the 27th. Okay, on education and training, votes in favor of the bill and amendments, noting the concerns that have been highlighted. The bill is B36B 2010.
Not on case.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll read it again. That the number of the bill was incorrect by B36B, which should be D. So I would like my province to alter that, as well as the date was that was on the 14th. That should have been after the 15th.
Can we agree that we read Monday? That's
the order. Okay, Madam Chair. The mandate that I got from my province was on B36B 2010. Date of deliberation was the 14th of June, and the legislature voted in favour of the bill.
Question, please.
Chairperson, the mandate was on B36D 2010, and the deliberation was on the 21st of June, and it be supportable.
Thank you, Honourable Member.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take this opportunity to welcome Honourable Blackie. Thank you. Honourable members, I think we should move to the issue of the vesting and the dates now. Can we just check? Yes. Thank you, Chair.
Chiefs, as I was following as the members were taking us through the respective provincial final mandates, the record that I've kept is that Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, and Western Cape seem to be complying with the D versions of the bill. Free State is incorrectly a B bill. Gauteng has not submitted a mandate. Limpopo is still waiting on the mandate. Northwest needs to be corrected, and Northern Cape. So it's three provinces that need to correct from B to a D. As the matter stands before the committee now, we only have four provinces that comply with the final mandate in favour of the D bill, which is one provincial vote short of casting a vote for the purposes of processing the bill. The question that was raised by the Honourable Member earlier about could it not be that a provincial legislature perhaps expressed an intention to support the final version of the bill, even though it's predated. Sure, a committee can say, well, anticipating that this is the outcome we anticipate to vote in this process, but then I would still prefer that the final mandate should be dated after the last deliberation on this bill at national. Because when we get challenged on this, then we have to go through all sorts of records to say that, yes, the legislature did intend this, the provincial legislature didn't intend that. And we have, as the legal office, we've had instances in the past where the mandates were challenged before court. And we couldn't satisfy the court of what the mandates were. We had a recording of a meeting, but the judge asked, so where's your written mandate from your provincial legislature that supports? Because a member of parliament can sit in a committee, say one thing, but the written mandate from a provincial legislature is ultimately the authority. The individual member doesn't have the right to undo a written mandate from a province, and that's where we are at this moment. So from a legal perspective, Chair, we have four votes in favour.
we have, I don't doubt that the other provinces are not in favor of the bill, but we need the documents to speak to that vote. Thank you.
Thank you for the explanation. So it's understood. So, honorable members, I think in this case, what we suggest we do, because we are just running short of one province. Honorable Barato, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, looking at it, obviously, when they sent this, my worry is the date as to whether there were really meetings or there were plenaries that really supported this on the amendments that we worked on the 15th. That's my only worry. Now I would like to, maybe before I give what we should do, I just want to know are they going to just write and change the D version and the date without having to go through the city in the provinces? I just want to know that. Is it before?
Yeah, if I can be assisted, yeah. You just want to take on the call.
Yeah.
That's what I also wanted to check if they have to follow the procedures, or they will just write the final mandate, even if they did not follow the procedures, because from the legal perspective, as I'm listening to the legal advisor, I think they should go through the processes, because at the end, the Speaker of the province has to sign the final mandate, and it has to be procedural, the way the manner in which he or she must sign the mandate. I think.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, if we look on all the mandates here, they are signed by the speakers of the provincial legislatures or the deputy speakers. And if in this meeting we can start to doubt whether a proper procedure was followed, I don't know what I'll interpret it. Because once a document is signed by the Speaker or the Deputy Speaker, we assume that that document has gone through a proper procedure. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We want. I want to raise this to say. You see, once a teacher, already a teacher. I want to say. You, the legal advisor was saying there is B36B 2010. What's this? This is the Northern Cape. And then there is B36D, which is the right version. So, I'm moving from a correct procedure taken by the province and assume that the B36B 2010 is a misprint or whatever. I'm assuming it's not a fact. I think we have raised to Western Cape, who
D. You said two provinces. Two? Four. With B. With D. But the fifth one is a mistake. I'm not sure whether it's a mistake or mistake of the deliberation. I want to move with you. So that if it is a date of the 14th, but voting for the final mandate, it's another thing. But if the final mandate is correct, it's only the D or it's only the B. I want to move with all of you to say how many provinces has that kind of a mistake, which would not. Which will not compel the sitting, because the sitting said it's only that the writing on the bill, on the correct version is everything. Then that can be corrected, because it doesn't need the convening of another sitting. So, can we talk? Thank you. Which one? How many? Is one or two, whatever? What? How do we move?
Before we give it to our legal section, we've got three provinces. With B36B, which is your Free State, your Northwest, your Northern Cape. And then we've got four provinces with the D version, your Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, and Western Cape. So I think the first part of the question, Honorable Nube, has been answered. So can we talk to the issue of the procedures? Can we just take your...
Thank you, Chair. For me at this stage, if I'm speaking in connection of the three provinces with the B versions on the mandate, how the province now collects this mandate is where the provincial advisors now have to advise its province in terms of its rules. Because you must understand constitutionally, each province has its right to set its own internal rules. I cannot from national say to a provincial speaker now or to an advisor, we want you to do this by 2:00. If a province comes back to us and says, we have to go through this process because we have an error, it's going to take us 2 days, then national needs to speak into that process. But I cannot be advising into provincial at that level. The other issue is, if these mandates are correct, if we assume that Free State is supporting the B version of the bill, then it means it's a vote against the D version. So that means these provinces are not in favour of the amendments. That's the other issue that we need to be mindful. That also then affects our vote, because currently we only have four provinces. We don't have the requisite number to vote. So if these three provinces, Free State, Northwest and Northern Cape, come back and says, no, our mandates are correct. We looked at the final version, but we didn't think it necessary to change because we weren't interested in that. If this isn't a typo, if this is correct, then it means these three provinces are against the bill with amendments. They're supporting the B version. And that's why it's important for us to know exactly that the date is the date after the 15th of June and which version. Because if it is the B and it's after the 15th of June, then we know that they're not in favor of the D version. That was the issue. Because where the date stands now, it can go either way. And I'm not satisfied as an advisor that this is correct, that what they are saying really gives a true reflection of their vote.
Thank you.
I would propose that we attend this meeting, and since Gauteng is meeting this afternoon, attend the meeting, postpone it to until after plenary this afternoon, when we at least have a mandate from the two provinces that could not submit today. Before we end Gauteng.
It was a proposal.
Can I honorable Pinky? And then
I'm proposing, because in fact I'm gonna propose. I'm proposing that one, we adjourn and wait for, we're saying four in favor, isn't it? And there has to be five. Limpopo legislature is sitting. So its mandate will be ready. But Gauteng, it is a portfolio that is sitting.
Yeah.
And the legislature will sit next week. So to have a quorum, Limpopo can give us a quorum. So we can reconvene later. So I was just correcting the Gauteng one. Yeah, so we would have the fifth province by the end of business today. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I wanted to check if...
Sorry, before that, I'm a little bit worried because this meeting is literally being disrupted by our officers, our lady officers. Can we respect this meeting, please?
Thanks, Chairperson. Maybe I did not get it the right way with the Limpopo, because I thought the Limpopo, it's the portfolio committee that is sitting now, not the house. I've got it now right with Honorable Ping, Honorable Mube.
Let me correct it. It's not the legislature which is sitting, the portfolio committee.
It means it also
yeah.
Are not going to get it ready, the mandate today. So I would suggest that, I want to ask a question. Maybe it might be controversial to some people, but I want to know, where did it go wrong? What didn't we do that we were supposed to be doing, so that next time when we've got the same problem, we do it correctly now, or we rectify what the mistakes that we have done, so that we do not repeat the same mistakes in this committee. What didn't we do that we were supposed to be doing, so that all the final mandates should speak to. Even if they should be here by now, because if we were sitting on the 15th, I think the committee secretary or whoever should have sent that version of the act, of the bill, to the provinces, and then the provinces would have sat and discussed the final version of the bill. What didn't we do?
Before that, I think let's allow the legal advisor from the Free State to give the opinion of the, as a legal advisor from the Free State.
Chairperson, the Free State unfortunately scheduled their sitting to pass the final mandate when your committee was going to consider the final mandate on the 15th. That was the original program of your committee. That's why we sat on the 9th to pass the final mandate. At that stage, we did not have the C or the D versions. In the meantime, we've sat again to pass the voting mandate that we're going to use to vote in the plenary on the 28th as well. And that voting mandate states we vote in favor of Bill 36D. So the mandate that you have in front of you is the final mandate on the B version, because we had to sit on the 9th. I've got the voting mandate with me now as well, which is up to your committee if you want to consider it now. Then you have your five provinces. But this is the mandate actually that we vote on in the plenary. It's not that we would have submitted for this committee meeting.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to second one part, which is the part of adjournment, and maybe the committee remains. I'm proposing this because the other thing that I want to rectify, the legal advisor informed us that provinces work differently.
So let's not dismiss what Limpopo is doing, because they might be doing it their own way, and we might get that mandate. So let's not dismiss that. As to where it went wrong, I believe that this committee itself should remain here and sort that out. I second the adjournment of this meeting, and if there is a possibility, Chairperson, that we meet again today, everybody will be informed. The only thing is we have to know from the department and the legal advisors as to whether they will avail themselves at any time when they are called to this meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Before that, I just want to check, because please state the legal advisors here of the legislature. What are we saying? Because since they are representing the province, and if we check what our legal advisors have indicated, that for the provinces, the provincial legal advisors are the ones who guide us. He has guided us, he has given us their mandate at Free State. So what do we do?
Chair, my strong view after the legal advisor from Free State give us the position of Free State, I want to move that we take it as he presented it to the committee, and I don't think she can come here and tell this committee something which is not, you know, in context. So I will move that for us to pass the bill now, avoiding the adjournment and all those kinds of things, because there are other commitments, of course, of the committee of the officials here. We take the vote of Free State and pass the bill. Pass the final mandate. Thank you.
Honourable Chairperson, I will still support the adjournment. Let's do correct things. The legal advisor of the Free State left us to deliberate and read this hard copy. The mandate that she's telling us orally, that she's saying, we don't have. So we can't trust your word. Two, let's again, let all, whether it is the Limpopo sitting now, committee, and then legislator sitting will receive, or it is yourself going to do this thing, and we sit here, all of us having this. I've dealt with law, I can't just trust you, Stephanie, whether legal advice. We are not advising us here, the Parliament Advisory Committee is advising us. So we would want to have this even from people. Thank you.
I raise my hands to say, can we adjourn, and maybe, as I repeat, be informed or be assured that the department and everybody will avail him or herself when we meet him. And as for what Limpopo is suggesting about Free State, let us get written papers. We were warned, these are legal matters. On paper, they say a lot, it has been explained. So let's not waste time, let's adjourn this meeting. I'm sorry.
Chairperson, I agree with the proposal.
Honourable members, let me check with our legal services, because we want to deal with this matter as speedily as possible. Is the legal section available at any time that we need them?
Indeed, we are, Chairperson. That's the support that we give to our members of Parliament.
And so obviously that's core business, and that's what we need to avail ourselves for. If I may at this point, Chair, just speak to the issue with Free State, with the mandate that we've been made aware of that's coming, and that the provincial legislature will only be sitting on 28th. But it hasn't been forwarded to... So where's the final? That's it all. No, then that's... Then I stand by the adjournment to you.
Thank you. Honourable members, can we remain behind and then our officials and department actually then we'll communicate. You wanted to say something?
Yes, Chair, thank you. We also can avail ourselves at any time once that mandate comes in. However, I just need about half an hour to an hour to get here because I'm in central town. So that could be taken in consideration, please. Thank you.
I just had a little bit of this thing.